Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Oakland, California teachers going on strike. We've got the story.
Sedgwick County has a new manager. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police arrest a Wichita woman in a felony child abuse case. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We'll start the morning with some patchy areas of dense freezing fog, but temperatures climb a bit more this afternoon. Our forecast is on the way.
Teachers in Oakland, California, preparing to go on strike today as they demand more resources and better pay. Keith Brown, president, Oakland Education Association, says it's all about the students.
Our bargaining team has met, and the proposal from the district still does not address the essential needs of our students.
The walkout would affect about 36,000 students at 86 schools, but the district says schools will remain open with substitute teachers and non-union employees. Sedgwick County has a new county manager. County Commission has unanimously approved a contract for Tom Stoles. The former Wichita police officer tells KSN News one of his top priorities is public safety.
Our top legislative agenda this year is behavioral health, mental health, and ComCare issues, because we are seeing an increased need in this community for those types of services.
Stoles says he's pushing for the building of a state regional hospital in Sedgwick County that will not only help residents but also the jail and ComCare.
The Wichita Police Department has arrested a woman in a child abuse case.
In a news release, police said 28-year-old Amanda Rogers Moore was arrested on one count of felony child abuse. At around 2:30 Tuesday afternoon, police responded to a call of a 2-year-old girl not breathing at a residence in the 1700 block of South Falders. Officers contacted the girl, her stepmother, Rogers Moore, and her 27-year-old father, as well as several other children ages 4, 7, and 8. The girl was transported to an area hospital for medical treatment, where she remains hospitalized in stable condition. At the hospital, the girl was found to have had critical head injuries. The other 3 children have been placed in police protective custody. The investigation is ongoing and will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man is dead after a bicycle accident in Cherokee County in southeast Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol says it happened on Kansas Highway 66, a mile and a half west of Galena. A man on a bicycle was trying to cross the highway and was hit by a car. He was pronounced dead at the scene. KHP identified the man as 47-year-old David Furry of Galena. The driver of the car was not injured.
A self-proclaimed white nationalist and member of the U.S. Coast Guard was arrested before he could carry out a massive terror attack, according to unsealed court documents.
The FBI arrested Coast Guard Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan after agents discovered weapons in his Silver Spring apartment with plans to carry out a large-scale terror attack in the nation's capital against politicians and journalists. Hassan had stockpiled 15 firearms since 2017. Also discovered a spreadsheet with a hit list including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and on-air personalities from MSNBC and CNN. Hassan harbored neo-Nazi views and contemplated biological attacks to carry out murder on a scale rarely seen in this country, according to court documents. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
A new Fox News poll looks at abortion and the law of the land governing it.
The new poll shows opinions across the country on abortion are generally split, 44% pro-life, 46% pro-choice. Also equally split are respondents' knowledge of Roe versus Wade, with 48% saying they're at least very familiar with it, and the same percentage saying they are somewhat or not at all familiar. A vast majority, 57%, though, say Roe should stand. The controversial practice of third trimester abortions sees a majority. 43% say it should be legal in limited circumstances. 37% say it should always be illegal. while only 11% say it should be a legal option. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Shocker men's basketball team on the road last night. How did they do in Tulsa? We'll have highlights and hear from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
A new gun law is rapidly making its way through the Oklahoma legislature. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Oklahoma adults would be able to carry a gun without training or a background check under a bill being hurried through the Republican-led legislature to a new governor who says he's going to sign it. The bill, vetoed last year by former Republican Governor Mary Fallon, easily passed a Senate committee Wednesday, and after a full Senate vote, will head to new Governor Kevin Stitt, who supported the idea on the campaign trail, said he expects to sign it. The bill already has sailed through the House.
An industrial-scale poacher likened to the leader of a criminal gang is heading to prison.
She's known as the Ivory Queen, who allegedly smuggled the tusks of more than 350 elephants out of Tanzania. Now she'll spend 15 years behind bars. The 69-year-old has lived in the African nation since the 1970s. She was a restaurant owner and a secretary general of the China Africa Business Council. Yangfeng Glan denies the allegations that she smuggled $5.6 million worth of ivory to Asia, the tusks to be used to make jewelry and trinkets. Tanzania's elephant population dropped 60% to 43,000 animals in the last 6 years alone. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Google's YouTube is updating its rules for what gets posted.
YouTube tweaking its strike system to no longer immediately issue a penalty to first-time offenders who violate the site's community guidelines. Starting February 25th, accounts which cross the line will get a warning first before being penalized. The goal is to give content creators the opportunity to understand what went wrong before they face more severe consequences. After a warning, the first strike will result in a one-week freeze preventing the channel from uploading new content. The second strike in a 90-day period will result in a two-week freeze, and a third strike in the same window will result in the channel being terminated. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, now 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Got a traffic accident. This is on northbound I-135, just north of Kellogg, so watch out there. Stalled out vehicle westbound I-235, and it's pretty close to the North Junction between Broadway and the North Junction there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We're getting some reports of some patchy areas of dense freezing fog across south central Kansas. That will continue by mid to late morning. We see a break in clouds with sunshine and a high 46. Tonight, cloudy with some drizzle likely overnight into Friday morning. Our low in the low 30s. Tomorrow's high 43 with a stronger storm system that may be rain and some snow by Saturday and Saturday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 34 degrees, southeast wind at 13 miles per hour. Age 11 now, Stephen said, find the comfort of a hat. Express your personality. Go to Hatman Jack's and find your own style. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's.
Yep.
Can you remember last fall, Shelley and I spent a week in Athens with Shelley's sister and her husband, Athens, Greece, not Athens, Georgia. And while we were there in one of those little markets, Tara, Shelley's sister, bought a little straw hat, little white straw hat, real nice. And I said, well, that black hat band's not very good. I'm going to get you a better one. So a couple of weeks ago, I went down to see Jack Kellogg down at Hatman Jackson, got her two of these hat bands that you can just take them right around the ones that are there. Really nice flowers and colorful.
We make the difference.
And I'll tell you what, I got word back from Tara. She was overjoyed.
That's pretty cool.
So Hatman Jack's your destination, not around the nation, Jack, but all over the world.
Last time I was in there, there were people there from Germany that were shopping.
That's right.
And he said that is not unusual to see people from all over the world at Hatman Jack's looking for hats.
Speaking of international news, this comes from Germany, where a court has ruled that a man can be stripped of his privilege of owning a firearm after he ended up being shot by his own dog.
Ooh, well, he can move to Oklahoma.
Yeah. An administrative court in Munich has dismissed the man's appeal against an earlier decision by Bavarian authorities to pull his license to own a rifle and his hunting permit. Back in 2016, the man was shot in the arm after his dog somehow was able to release the trigger on a loaded rifle lying in his car. Court ruled the hunter was careless and would likely be careless with his use of weapons and ammunition going forward. The man can appeal again, but a loaded rifle in the car. Now, he's a hunter. Apparently, he's quite an experienced hunter.
Right.
In other words, he goes out quite a bit. But the firearm safety that I learned from my dad and primarily my grandfather was, man, you got to take care of those guns. You got to know where they are, what's in them, the bullets, the safety. You've got to be very strict. My grandfather, out in western Kansas, been around guns all his life, and he was a good teacher. He was stern. You go out in a pheasant line, and you got the people lined up.
Yep.
And you're moving through, and he said, if somebody gets it, he says, nobody gets in front of anybody else. If I got one step in front of the rest of the line, he's on it.
Yeah, that's not happening.
He was just very strict about it. And like I said, he'd been around firearms. He told me a story. Quick story. He told me when he was 7 years old, this is out near Larned in western Kansas, when he was 7 years old, he had a big family. His job was to get on his pony every evening and go bring the cows in, and he always took along his rifle with him, just in case, you know, he ran into us.
Well,
you know, and he was seven, so you know, I'm not advocating guns, gun control, anything else. I'm just telling you that's the way it was Kansas.
Yeah,
before the turn of the century,
they want to have something to protect yourself.
He was wild.
You never know what'll happen.
But yeah. He never got shot by his dog. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's a.
8:13.
Didn't happen very often.
Stephen Head, what's going on with you in your world? We were talking off the air.
Oh,
about
I was gonna.
You had something to talk about.
Did you catch American Masters on PBS this week? They did 2 hours on Sammy Davis Jr.
I did not, but I did.
Man,
something on TV caught my attention yesterday. I saw a photo of him when he was young. No, I know what it was. The Rifleman was on.
Yeah,
and he was in an episode of The Rifleman.
Really?
And he looked so young. His skin was. You know, it was smooth, like he had no wrinkles or anything.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, go ahead, tell me about it. It's interesting.
PBS did a two-hour thing on Sammy Davis Jr., and it's one of those deals where, you know, I went into it, yeah, I know all about Sammy.
Yeah, we know Sammy Davis.
But, you know, this thing, 90% of the video was stuff I hadn't seen before, and there were some stories about Sammy I'd never heard before. I just love that stuff.
Let me tell you a quick
story. It was so well done.
I'll tell you just a quick story about Sammy Davis. Shelley, my wife, cannot stand Sammy Davis.
I know, so I figured you didn't watch it.
But I've always said, you know, and I've heard people who in Hollywood who know say he was one of the best entertainers this country ever produced because he could do just about everything.
Yep.
He could sing, he could dance, he could act.
Yep. He could do impressions.
Yeah. The guy was just very, and a little tiny guy.
Yeah.
Very
teeny,
talented.
Teeny guy.
Ran around with Dean Martin and all those guys.
Massive talent.
I guess he started out as a dancer when he was, about 4 years old?
Oh, yeah. He was a tiny little kid. Said he never went to school a day in his life. And he said he always regretted that he didn't have an education.
That's interesting because every time I saw him interviewed or whenever he was very well-spoken.
Oh, yeah.
Really good, you know,
but he said that wasn't the problem. But as far as just education-wise, he didn't have it. But he must have taught himself a little bit. Yep.
All right.
And then he just... talked about how after he was in that traffic wreck and lost his eye.
Yeah, that's where that happened. Okay.
He had to kind of relearn, you know, depth perception and how to operate and things like that. So Sinatra had him down to his house in Palm Springs, and they went through simple things like pouring a pitcher of water and how that, you know, things like that that you just don't do automatically if you lose an eye.
As a kid, he was a center of some real controversy. Because I believe his wife was white.
Oh yeah,
and according to those days,
that was huge
deal.
Lightning rod issue. And there was some great stuff about Nixon and his relationship with Nixon, which I didn't really know about.
Well, wasn't there a photo of him hugging Nixon?
Yeah,
or something?
Of course, it's one of those deals where Sammy hugged everybody.
Yeah.
So, but he went up from behind and kind of hugged Dick Nixon.
And of course,
that photograph when Nixon became a pariah, that photograph kind of soured Sammy a little bit. But he was kind of a cheerleader for the Nixon administration for a while there, which was seemed like an odd relationship between those two, but. And they showed some great video of him performing in the White House during the Nixon administration. Just real interesting stuff.
Of course, and the thing that I pay attention to on an entertainer like that is the voice. And he had a terrific quality to his voice.
Yeah.
kind of a baritone, kind of, if he wanted to, could get it down there and, you know, do things with it. So, yeah, quite a guy.
Anyway, if you can catch that on PBS, it's worth your time. It's a good 2 hours.
All right. There you go, Ted, with a little entertainment news before he does the Blurs. We'll just give you a bonus there today, okay? 818 now, Steve and Ted. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. And Ted, we're talking primarily about Shocker basketball. The young men actually played a really good game, huh?
Yeah, the Shocks, of course, have been looking for consistency. And it seemed like last night was maybe the first time all year they just put together 40 minutes of that. Just playing well from opening tip to final buzzer. Making shots, making open shots, and getting the job done. Shockers may have played their finest game of the year last night on the road at Tulsa. Tulsa had only lost two home games all season long. The Shockers went in there last night and just dominated the Golden Hurricane. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
So the shot clock is off. Wichita State with an 11-point lead can play for the last shot of the half and try to take a bigger lead into the locker room. Burton left wing. Gets a screen from Poirbeer. Penetrates. Over to Haynes Jones. Three right wing. Good by Samaje with 2 seconds left in the half. That's going to be it. Samaje Haynes Jones with a three. And the Shockers lead by 14 at halftime.
And the Shockers did not let up. They ended up winning it by 21 last night. 81-60 was the final score. And that bucket right there was typical of the Shocks, who scored 15 three-pointers last night from long range, tying a school record for most in one game. Freshman Dexter Dennis had 6 of those three-pointers for his 18 points. Freshman Demarius Burton dished out 10 assists. Now the Shockers pick up the win. Nice, like I said, the Dexter Dennis had a double-double at Cincinnati, follows that up with a 6 three-pointer game against Tulsa. Dexter Dennis is coming on, as are the Shockers. Much more crisp offense last night. Here's Dexter Dennis.
Oh, yes, most definitely. We watch film a lot, and when we watch it, coach critiques us really, really hard. And, you know, that's been one of his, one of the things he's been stressing the most, ball movement, cuts, every day in practice. So, I mean, I feel like we're growing right now.
And, of course, Shocker head coach Greg Marshall pleased with last night's effort.
And I've been talking lately about we're not a good passing team, and we haven't been. I mean, it's just a fact. I don't know whether they heard it. They've heard it from me. So I'm not saying anything to the media that I haven't said to them all year long. But maybe reading it in the paper, maybe people talking about it now, it was the impetus because they really passed the ball well tonight. Passes were crisp. They were on target. They were on time. They were to the right people in the right places. And, you know, it shows with our shooting.
Yep, sure did last night. Shocks have won 5 of their last 6. Now 13-12 on the season. And the Shockers have beaten Tulsa 12 of their last 13 meeting in this rivalry. We had some JUCO basketball action last night. Butler Community College on the road at Cowley for the final road game of the regular season. In the women's matchup, Cowley won that game over Butler 69-56. No surprise, you can't beat the Cowley women on their home court in Arkansas City. Cowley ladies are 16-0 on home court this year, 23-6 overall. Then the men's game between Butler and Cowley turned into a very tight affair between these two. Butler was down by 8 points with 7 minutes to go. Could a rally be in place? Dennis Higgins had the call of the game last night, right here for the Butler Grizzlies on KNSS.
Pass goes right corner to Emmanuel Allen. He drops it low block to Tyrone Coley. Pass goes right corner to Golden. A three on the way. No good. Battle for the rebound. Tyrone Coley has it. Gives it to Emmanuel. He scores at the rim. Beautiful rebound by Tyrone Coley and assist to Emmanuel. Emmanuel's bucket gives him 21. The Grizzlies' lead is 77-74 with 1:14 to go here in Arc City.
And Butler gets the comeback win.
You said Dennis dropped by the Shocker locker room show last night?
Yeah.
Did you let him on the air?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think he
was probably worn out.
He was ready. Yeah, he was decompressing after his big game. Yeah.
There you go.
Butler wins that game 78-76, coming from behind to win that one. Butler now 16-12 on the season. We've got basketball here in town tonight for Newman University, men and women hosting Lubbock Christian. Women at 5:30 p.m., the men after that. The Newman ladies taking on 20th-ranked Lubbock Christian, which has won 14 games in a row. And after that, the Newman men, who are in third place in the conference right now, coming off back-to-back wins. Last night, the KCAC tournament got underway on the men's side of things with the quarterfinals, and Friends gets a win at home. Friends over St. Mary, 84-67. Friends men under head coach Dale Faber, ranked number 22 in the nation. They have won 18 of their last 22 games, and they advance into the semis of the KCAC tournament, where they will play 8th-ranked Southwestern. Southwestern men beat York last night 85-78. The Southwestern men now 25-4 on the season. There'll be a big matchup coming up between Friends and Southwestern in KCAC semis. In JUCO women's basketball last night, Hutchinson Community College wins again, beats Barton County 87-49. Hutchinson ladies, final home game of the regular season. They are 28-1 and ranked number 6 in the nation. Hockey last night, the Wichita Thunder win on the road in Indiana, beat the Fort Wayne Comets 3-2 in a shootout. First back-to-back road wins for the Thunder since Christmas. Thunder goalie Dylan Wells stopped 44 shots in that victory. The Thunder now up into fifth place in the Mountain Division off those back-to-back wins. And a happy birthday today to former Wichita State three-point shooter Sean O'Gary. He was on Mark Turgeon's Sweet 16 team. Sean O'Gary, happy birthday, 33 today. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
And it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office just like Stephen Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
823, Stephen Ted, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. We cannot lose equal justice. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.